Good evening, everyone. This is the post-match press conference after the game between FC Edmonton and New York 9 FC. My name is Alex Mejia, and I'll be moderating this portion of FC Edmonton. Joining us, we have our head coach, Jeff Paulos, and also following up will be our defender, Edir Girić. Please use the raise hand icon if you want to ask questions to either Jeff or any. So first is Charlie. You can go ahead with your question.
Thanks, Alex. Hey, Jeff. You kind of said that you wanted to see some fight from your guys, some spirit, even though you're technically eliminated. Did you see that today?
Absolutely. To the player, you know, they fought out there. I thought they've had a good game. You know, honestly, and I mean, people will be sick of hearing me say that when we're not winning. But I'm proud of the players. You know, we've moved the ball well. But they fought, you know, and that's all you ask for at this point, you know. But they're not quitting, they're not giving up, and I know they won't quit the next game either. So we just have to keep pressing and doing what we're doing. But no, I'm proud of my players again. You know, FC Edmonton's players. You know, now, I'm happy with large portions of the game.
And you managed to get a lot of the younger guys in there. You had Marcus and Prince in the start, and then Anthony and Chase coming in. Is that kind of maybe part of the plan for these last two games, to kind of get these young guys some competitive game time?
If they earned it, quite honestly. So a couple of the young players that started tonight earned it based on their last training sessions. But they still have to earn it. You know, listen, our league is about developing young players, and absolutely, and I think everyone here, you know, knows my philosophy on developing through our academy and developing young Edmontonians and young players, and my belief in that. But I also don't believe that players should be handed something, because, you know, a lot of these young lads have had it very easy where they come from in some of their environments, and they're always told they're the best. And, a lot of times in the youth environment, they're not corrected because players are scared to lose their best players, by being honest. Our coaches are scared to lose their best players, sorry. So in our environment, they have to earn it. And when a player does that in training, they get a chance to start. You know, so for example, Prince Amanda earned his start based on the training session he had yesterday. And he didn't train with the starting group yesterday, but he was that good playing for the second, you know, the second group, that he's earned it. And this is what I want from the young players. And I think this is going to help them be professional, not just giving minutes for the sake of it.
Thanks, Jeff.
Next is Marty. You can go ahead with your question.
Hey, Jeff, maybe just to piggyback off of Charlie's question there, like, what's the goal in this last game, like, as a coach with this team? What are you trying to achieve? Is it just playing younger players? Like, what exactly would you give as a goal?
Win. Yeah, win. You know, this last game can't be just about the young players at FC Edmonton. It's about this family of players that we have here who deserve a result. And, it's a shame, because I think that you know, most of the managers here have come up to me at some point and talked about our team. You know, a lot of people have spoke very favorably about the way we're trying to play and what we're trying to do. And so I think they deserve a win. So our only thought is to getting a result. And if that means that young players deserve to start in that game, then they will. But again, I'm not just going to hand playing time to a young player for the sake of it. They have to show us in training that they're ready to be part of the group that gets to start. And, you know, I owe it to the senior players of this team that have been in this game for a long time. I owe them to make sure that we do everything as a club to let them go and win a game. So that's our focus.
And then quickly, you mentioned there, you're right in that coaches have been quick to praise your team. What does that mean to you? What does that mean to the team to know that there's still that respect there?
It's the biggest thing I want my players, I mean, I pass that on to my players. The biggest thing I want these players to know is that, number one, that they, you know, that they're right there. They're right there at the top teams in this league on the day. You know, if we, you know, you look at some of the different things and what are some of the different moments and why is FC Edmonton sitting on 1 point and other teams are at 10. You know, you can look at set pieces as one thing. We've had some very good set pieces scored against us. And, you know, at the end of the day, the reality is our set pieces have not been good enough. You know, if you're not beating the first defender on a corner in senior professional football, then you're not giving you a chance to win. So many games are decided in a professional game by a set piece when the teams are tight. and we don't give ourselves a chance to win because we don't give a ball in the box to players like Amir Didic, to Easton, guys that'll go and attack it and win it. So this is these are the fine lines. But listen, it's nice to hear from those that get to play against us, watch us play, analyze how we play, try to break us down. I think it's good for our players that their efforts are being recognized. I think that their individual talents are being recognized, and I'm happy with that. But at the end of the day, I don't think any of us will walk out of here satisfied that people have said nice things about us, because we're walking out of here, you know, with a maximum of 4 points, and that's not what we came here for.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks. Thank you. And next is Robert Velarde. You can go ahead with your question.
Hi, Jeff. It is tough to, of course, you know, go out, and this is the final week being in the Island Games, but if there's a few things maybe off of the pitch, aside from, you know, the kind comments from other teams and players with the group on the pitch, if there's things off the pitch that maybe you've learned about this group of players that you have, this coaching staff that you have in this experience, what are some of the things really that you can take away and I guess, learn from even more?
Yeah, there's a few. You know, I do want to just quickly mention and just say, no one's asked me about, you know, the exact game tonight, and I do want to commend York 9. I mean, Jimmy and Stolly have done a great job with that group of players. They are organized. They are tough to break down, and they've got a player like Aparicio that if you give him a ball, top D 18, you're going down a goal. So well done to them. You know, as far as us, you learn a lot about yourselves, you know, as a coach. I mean, I certainly learned about myself as a coach. I've been analyzing what I do every single minute that I'm not with the team, you know. So I've certainly learned about a bit more about me. But with the players, you know what, I think it's, you see what they're like, when they're not on the training ground. You get a better chance to see, you know, what are they doing in their off time to make themselves, you know, better. And, and I think we got a great demonstration of that tonight from Amir Didic. And, because, you know, he's a player that we didn't expect to see back. His injury was severe enough to rule him out for the rest of the tournament. And but he wouldn't accept that. And I mean, I really wish that that people could see how hard he's worked on his own time, every minute he could with our trainer, just doing everything he needed to get back and play. And here he is on game six when he wasn't supposed to come back and he's playing. This is what you learn about players when you're in this bubble. You see who shows up late. You see who skips breakfast. Even though you made it optional, you still see who skips it. You know, things like this. So you get to learn a bit more about personalities and characteristics. And habits of everybody, and that goes for staff as well. And you know, I've got a lot of things to fix myself, so I always look at myself first. But yeah, you know, it really gives you a chance to see, and also who can handle stressful situations. You know, okay, so if the food's not great, who's just, you know, at the end of the day going to make the best of it? We'll get on with things. It's the same for everybody. And who doesn't want to eat it? Who's upset? Who's, you know, throwing their hands up? How do we handle adversity? A lot of things you can learn. So. But what I would say, though, the one thing I have learned for sure is that this is a group of players that have stuck together. They fought together on the pitch again today. And they could have thrown in the towel. You know, we're not playing for a playoff spot. But they've not. You know, they're still doing it. At the gym session of the day, the majority of the team still showed up. I think we had 20 or 22 players show up for an optional gym session. So I think that speaks volumes to where the group is at and wanting to help each other out. So, you know, for a lot of reasons, I'm proud of the lads, and but you still, you know, we've made our notes on you know, maybe some struggles or who is maybe not using their time wisely, you know, when they're away from the group.
Excellent, thank you.
Thank you, Robert. If there are any more questions for our head coach Jeff Palo, thank you very much, and we'll move on to the portion with our players.
Thank you.
Hello, Amir. Thank you for joining us tonight. We're going to start right away with the first question for Charlie.
Hey, Amir, Jeff was kind of telling us that it kind of looked for a minute there that you weren't going to be able to come back this tournament, but then you kind of worked hard enough to get back. So what was the whole process like for you to kind of get back into the team before the end of the tournament?
Yeah, I'm just coming off of that game and in the 60th minute there, looking at my ankle and just talking just right away. It looked like it was going to be weeks, maybe a month or two type of injury. And I was gutted, obviously, and especially it being the first game. Just the kind of person I am, I take that as a challenge. And right when I got back to the hotel, I started the process. And in my mind, optimistic always. And so I was optimistic to be able to get back on the field. And luckily, I was able to tonight. And the process was it's pretty every day, especially in this type of environment in a bubble. And seeing, watching the guys play day in and day out, you just want to be out there. So it was motivating in that sense as well. But talking about this environment, it's set up enough. It's set up great to be able to go in and get your treatment and get to the things you need to get done every hour of the day, which is what I did and what I had to do. And full credit to the medical staff. I know there's Dr. Terry DeFritis out back in Edmonton and Scott Gilroy. Who couldn't join us this trip, but they're in communication with James, who's here, and I can't thank those three enough for everything, all the days I was nagging James and such, so it was good.
And then how did you feel when you got back out there tonight? I mean, it seemed like you didn't really miss a beat or anything.
That was the plan. But, yeah, Just waking up today, it was nice knowing after the game. So I think that just motivated me enough. And just when you step on the field, it's crazy how your mind can wander off and kind of not think about that pain that you're fighting through. And the adrenaline plays a big role as well. So there's a lot of factors that help kind of keep my mind off the day, even though it's still there. But other than that, it was nice to be out there. I'm lucky with the result. It was a great free kick by Manny, but at the end of the day, the boys fought, and that's the least we can do in this situation.
Thank you. And next is Marty. You can go ahead.
Hey, Mary. You just said you're an optimistic person, and people around the Eddies right now, you know, regardless of the results, still have a lot of optimism. But what's one thing out of this team that you're optimistic to see outside of the Island Games and moving forward?
I think with this group of guys, even with last year, the guys are so close, and it's a family. And even though we're struggling in these games and in this tournament, it's amazing to see how we are outside of it, inside this bubble. We're so close, and it's just amazing how we're able to pick ourselves up after the results we've been facing and be able to go into the next game with optimism, which we all have, and it just radiates throughout the team. And I commend the lads for going in every game, especially today and the next game. I know we're going to go out every minute of the game and be able to fight, and that's the least we can do, like I said. So it's that family environment that keeps us going.
Thanks, Amir.
Thank you. And next is Robin Glover. You can go ahead with your question, please.
Yep. Okay, just wondering, you were credited as the team with no shots on net this game. You look like you had a few chances that were blocked, but is there something you can do for your final game to make some improvements? Because they also said that you only scored 4 goals this tournament as a team.
Yeah, and I think that's been the story of our tournament here in PEI, is being able to score goals. And that's what wins you games, obviously. And if you're not scoring goals, you're defending, and it just gives the other opposition more time to score a goal. And at some point, you're going to break. And we've been unlucky with the set-piece goals, the penalty goals and such, but no excuse for not being able to put the ball in the back of the net, and hopefully we can go into this last game and kind of go out there and push forward and show that we can score goals, because I know we can. We have the talent up top. It's just being able to put it together and find that final ball, which we've been lacking, and putting it in the back of the net.
Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any more questions for MU? Our final reminder, next FC Edmonton match is this Sunday, September 6th against Pacific FC, and we'll hope you'll be watching it on Watch Soccer. Now we're going to move on to the next. Please, thank you, Emir, so much. Now we're going to move on to the next portion of this post-match press conference with your nine shortly.
Okay, we're going to get started with head coach Jimmy Brennan. So we'll start with Marty Thompson. Go ahead.
Hey, Jimmy. Obviously, a clutch result, but I mean, you have to look forward to the weekend, right? I mean, it kind of feels like job number one's done and next one's coming up.
Yeah, no, we're looking forward to it. It's going to be a great match. It's going to be a battle. Both of us need the points. So we've got a few days now to get everybody recovered and get ready for that match.
I know you mentioned for Halifax there that maybe a bit of issues trying to find that killer ball or that quality chance. What did you make of the offensive makeup today and the changes that you implemented there?
Well, I thought our movement was good tonight. You know, we were looking for those penetrating passes in between the fullback and center backs. And I felt we did that today. You know, we were breaking the lines. We found ourselves in great little pockets. And I thought the balance was good. And, look, at the end of the day, it was just about getting 3 points today. But we touched up on a few things in training, and it seemed to work for us tonight.
Cheers. Thanks, Jimmy.
Thanks, Marty. We'll go on to Robert Bilardi. Go ahead.
Hi, Jimmy. I just want to touch on Manny Aparicio. Just aside from the free kick, just how important has his leadership been, especially over the last few games for the group?
Look, Manny was great in the dressing room. He leads by example on and off the pitch. The way he trains and plays, he expects everybody else to do so. But we're lucky because we got a lot of experience in that dressing room. We got a lot of the young boys as well looking up to the older guys, and the demanding work ethic between them. And you can see it on the pitch. You know, every single game they're working collectively to get the job done. And you know, Mano's been fantastic. And obviously, look, his free kicks that he's scoring now. He deserves them because of the training that he puts in behind the scenes. He practices all the time, and that hard work's getting paid off for him. But he is a leader, and it's great to see him enjoying his football right now.
Chris Minola comes on today and brings a good energy into the game. What did you make of his performance?
Yeah, I was really happy for Chris. You know, he's been eager to get at it for some time now. But we had to monitor him. We had to make sure that when he does come back, you know, we don't set him up for failure. And I thought Chris was great when he came on. I mean, there was one spell there I thought he was going to get sent off, but that's the way Chris plays. He's lots of energy. He's that little pit bull that wants to sit in front of that back four and keep a rhythm in the game. So I was happy that he got his minutes tonight, and it gives us an extra body as well for Saturday's match against Calgary. Finally, we'll be going into that match with a full squad and everybody healthy. But it was great that Chris came off with no injuries tonight and a fit body for next match.
Cheers. Thank you.
Thanks, Robert. We'll go to Robin Glover. Go ahead.
Well, I was just looking forward to that Calgary game. Now you folks are tied, but now Calgary in
you're
effect.
You're still on mute, Robin.
Sorry.
You gotta unmute.
Yeah, sorry about that. I was looking forward to that game against Calvary. They're not, they actually aren't playing this midweek, and so they'll be in effect well rested, but you're tied on points. So, would you say you'd have a full squad, more players than you've had before, like more healthy players ready for this game set up?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm trying to figure out your question here. Yeah, they've got a week where they can recover. But at the same time, we've got bodies that are coming back, and we've got some momentum right now. We've played six games. We haven't lost yet, and our guys are riding the wave right now. We're sitting in tied for second place, and we're looking for that momentum to carry us forward into this next match. So, you know, it's great that they got time to recover, but, you know, 3 days rest for us now, looking after the players, we'll be up for that match. I can guarantee you that.
And who is starting the chant of the captain, my only captain?
Who started it?
Yeah. On the bench there. We could hear it on TV here, but it just sounded like it just started, of course, after that free kick goal.
Oh, right, yeah, it's probably the guys in the on the bench. They were yelling it, so I don't know who started it though.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Robin.
Thank you, Robin. We'll go to our final question with Charlie O'Connor Clark.
Hey, Jimmy, I just wanted to ask quickly about moving Deity Nazi up into that kind of more attacking role. So I'm just wondering what you saw from him, and then from Ryan moving over to his off wing.
Yeah, you know, we wanted Ryan to really cut inside and get some shots off. You know, with Fugo's been playing great. It was a difficult one for us because obviously, you know, when we signed Fugo, we never got to really see him in preseason matches. So we wanted to see how he was going to progress. And he's been great for us. Solid defender, great left foot up and down the line. And that allowed us to push Abzi up. I wanted to get Abzi further up the pitch, drive at players. He's got bags of pace and lots of energy, and he's that type of player that wants to go 1v1. And the goal today was to have our two wide guys, lots of pace, and get them the ball as quick as possible, and also try to break the lines and get them running in behind. I thought both of them were very good today. They've done a job defensively as well. They're both organized. And they fit back into that, our defensive shape. But that was the thought with Abzi, was to get him a bit further up the pitch and take players on and be creative. And I thought he was today.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Thanks, Charlie. Thank you, Jimmy. We'll excuse you and we'll move on to Chris. So we have Chris Minella available. Please use the raise hand icon to ask him questions. So we'll start with Robert Bilardi. Go ahead.
Hi, Chris. Thanks for doing this. How did it feel to finally get back out on the pitch today?
There's no better feeling. Honestly, there's no better feeling. You know, coming into this tournament, had a little injury that I was dealing with. Had a little bit of a setback, which was heartbreaking for me, and then finally being able to get on that pitch tonight was, you know, the best feeling for me. It's something I've missed and something I'm so happy to have back.
Now, Jimmy just mentioned that, you know, approaching Saturday's game, this could be one of the points where the entire team is healthy, and it's just been, you know, just dealing with adversity in that regard for the past few games, but having that moving into the game prior to the group stage and being in third place right now, what are you looking forward to the most?
Honestly, I've been hearing a lot about Calgary and the game that they play and how it's high intensity. So I think I'm just looking forward to a good competitive match. And then obviously with our squad, our entire team is made up of great players, right? From the entire bench to the starting 11, everyone in our entire roster can step in and do a job at any time. So for us to have an entire healthy roster is really important going into Saturday's match and even beyond.
Awesome. Thanks, Chris.
Thanks, Robert. We'll go to Marty Thompson.
Hey, Chris. Amir had some funny quotes there when we were just talking to him, making it seem like the bubble would make you want to heal from an injury faster. I'm not sure if that was the case for you, but what was that process like?
Oh, it was obviously a struggle because, you see everyone playing games, training, and you know, soccer is 24/7 in the bubble, right? It's all we got, and so to not be a part of it is tough. It's tough to deal with the recovery process and stuff like that. But yeah, he's not wrong. He's not wrong at all. It definitely makes you want to heal faster and get back out onto the pitch because you see everyone just training and playing games consistently. So it's one of those where you just want to get out there as soon as you can.
Okay, fair enough. And then I just want to ask about linking up with Manny again, finally on the pitch, and a couple other former teammates of yours. You know, it's obviously going to take a while to build that chemistry, but speak on that.
Oh my, it's so much fun. I mean, playing with Manu, we played together for so many years and been apart for the last 3 or 4 years, and coming back together is so much fun. I love playing with that guy. He brings so much energy, so much fun to the game, so much fun to the team. And, you know, it's like we didn't miss a beat playing next to him. So I'm only looking forward to more games with him, and then just everyone on the squad. You know, and having guys like Yuri Petrasso, Michael Petrasso coming in and healthy for next match, and Joe DiChiara is back. So I'm just looking forward to playing with everyone and getting these connections right and pushing forward. So I'm really excited.
And easy to play with Manny when he's playing like that.
Absolutely, yeah. Picking corners from free kicks right at the top of the box.
Thanks, Marty. I'll do a final call for questions. Last chance. Okay, thank you. Thanks. Thank you, Chris. Thanks, everybody, for joining us. We all know Saturday, 4 p.m. Atlantic time, York 9 takes on Calgary FC, and it'll be live on CBC. Thanks, everybody.